Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and this is The Catch-Up.
Today, it's over to you, Perth. Mark McGowan says if he's elected Premier at the weekend, he will sell Perth Arena and Perth Stadium names to fix WA's budget. We ask what you think.
Justin Hamilton went and saw the new Hugh Jackman movie, Logan, twice. Needless to say, the review he gives is glowing. Have a listen here.
And Fiddle Me Dee, with St Patrick's Day just around the corner, the West Australian food editor Rob Broadfield dropped by to tell us where to find the best Irish fare next Friday and where you can buy a shillelagh.
What? What's a shillelagh?
I think it's a stick.
Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow Funerals. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Off the back of Mark McGowan saying, look, we're going to sell the naming rights on Perth Stadium and Perth Arena. We just want to know, you know, should it happen? Over to you, Perth. Peter in Willerton, what do you think?
Oh, look, I'm going to sound like a bit of a fence sitter, but I don't like either. I certainly don't want it sold. I'm not good with Kodak Stadium or Coca-Cola Stadium. Yeah. I think it's, you know, it just irks me. But yeah. I'll tell you what I don't like is Perth Stadium. I just reckon that is droll.
So and have you got another suggestion, Pete? Have you got something?
Yeah, I thought Riverbank Stadium. Riverbank. It's on the Swan. Yeah, there's a Riverbank Stadium over in the US where they play baseball. And I just think we have the chance to sort of encompass whatever's good for WA.
Yeah.
And that is our river. And we haven't had the chance. Perth Stadium is the most boring name. And I know I'm going to be quick, but what I would say is that, think of something different. And, Perth is just... Yeah, boring. And everybody's going to know when they watch sport, whether it's cricket or footy, they know that it's in WA and Perth.
Yeah. It's like South Bank, isn't it? We know where South Bank is.
Yeah.
You know, and the new stadium for the football there.
Scott and Bibra Lake, mate. What do you think? Scott.
I reckon Perth Stadium's the way to go.
Yeah.
We've had enough of these fat bureaucrats affording money, changing names, whatever they want.
Uh-huh.
All us hard workers, we should be the ones at Perth Stadium. It's our stadium.
Yeah.
Not some rich bastard stadium.
I love that we're still fairly parochial in Perth.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Good on you, mate.
No worries.
Cheers. We've got another Peter here this time. Just up the road somewhere in Subi.
What do you think?
I don't really mind. I mean, you find most of the stadiums over east, they've got sponsorship for it, got somebody's name.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, if you're going to do it, you need to do it for about 5 years.
Yeah.
Some of the stadiums over east change their name every year, and you're trying to work out, you know, who was it this week sort of thing.
I think that's what kind of makes a bit of a mockery of it, Pete. You're right. At least, you know, be that stadium for a while.
Yeah. I mean, we've had an opportunity to get to know Subiaco Oval as Domain Stadium because they've been, it was
Patterson's
before.
It doesn't really bother me so much before. Yeah, Patterson's was quick.
Yeah.
Domain has been a while. For some reason, Domain seems to lend itself more to a stadium. Why am I feeling that?
At one stage, it was a Crazy John.
Yeah, mate.
I tell you what, we really did sort of, we were going to boycott the place if we called Crazy John. Thanks, Pete.
Good on you, Pete. Joining us again, love this, from the West Australian, the man about food, about town, Rob Broadfield.
I'd be good.
Or excuse me?
I say that because I think that's Irish. Is that Irish?
Irish. Yes. So to be sure. we're talking Irish, of course, because St Patrick's Day is coming up. It's the next sort of possibly culinary event on the calendar. It's the Green Day. It's when everyone dyes their beer green.
And every year you see people who are remotely Irish or not even donning one of those green leprechaun caps, false beards, little green trousers, and wandering around and
with a shillelagh.
Getting drunk.
Absolutely.
Sensational.
Having a bit of crack.
Ah, yes.
As they say.
Yeah, that means it's crack. Got an I in it.
Right.
Look it up, Google it. Now, potatoes. We all know that Ireland's famous for them, but we all, the world over, loves a chip. Let's just ask, where is Perth's best chip?
That's a great question. You reckon you found it, haven't you?
Well, we do have a bit of a penchant for the old double-double around the corner.
Yeah, just here on Hay Street.
Yeah.
And they do a crinkle-cut deep-fried
chip. And I love crinkle-cut. It's underrated.
So do I.
Yeah.
And all they do to it is after they freshly cook it.
Oh, we don't want to give away the...
Freshly cook it.
Yeah.
Right? It's just a little bit of... Come on,
you can't give away all the ingredients.
Well, there's not much to it.
One might be paprika. And that's all we're saying, double-double.
Mm. And salt.
Well, funnily enough, sort of salt, though, there's the key.
Smoked Spanish paprika must be the kryptonite of this, because my favourite chip... See, I'm a French fry guy. I like them thin and long.
Yes.
Much more contact with the fat.
So yes, that's right.
Stuff. Is that, believe it or not, at a posh restaurant in Lewin in Argot River.
Right.
I go there for the fries. And they also sprinkle them with salt and smoked Spanish paprika.
Oh.
Seriously. I can hoover down bowls of those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have.
Now, in terms of just going out and having a good old St. Patrick's Day time, it is Friday the 17th of March, so next Friday.
Yes. And there's lots of stuff happening. I love this St. Patrick's Day parade this year, and it starts in Newcastle Street and ends up at, what do they call it now, Medibank Oval. You know.
Beach, oh, yes.
East Leadable or whatever, yep. Leadable Oval.
Used to be East Perth.
They've allowed, it starts at 10 a.m. and ends at 11 a.m. And it's about a 200-metre walk.
So. I love it. That promises a good time, doesn't it?
Ah, the Irish. Yeah, stop it. I know what's
That's
going
why
on
we
there.
We all want to be Irish for a day. God, we love you.
I'll read some names to you. Fibber McGee's, obviously. Paddy Maguire's up here in Subi. Dirty Nelly's spelt with a D-U-R-T-Y.
Oh, dirty. Dirty.
Dirty.
Rosie O'Grady's, JB O'Reilly's. They're the ones you're going to go to, I think, for you.
Right.
For your thing.
Okay.
Now, you two.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day.
I got a gift for you.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Really? Each Drink Perth is coming up.
Have you ever heard of Sue Lewis?
No.
So she's a chocolatier, an old-style chocolatier.
Oh.
And I've bought some chocolates.
Don't need to know
her
to love her.
Exactly. She's gorgeous. But she makes these amazing chocolates.
Isn't
anyway,
that beautiful?
The reason I brought them in is because Eat, Drink Perth, the big month-long festival sponsored by the City of Perth, begins this weekend.
Mm.
And she's in the State Building. Do you know where the Como is and all that
stuff? Oh, yes. We have a progressive dinner that's going on at the moment.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they have a thing called State Makers, which they run during the Eat, Drink Perth Festival.
Mm.
And that's all about the local producers at the state.
Oh.
And Sue Lewis is one of them.
Well, people, we salute you, State Makers. And that, I'm saying this is beautiful, which is great on radio. We're going to put a picture online. And that is just a beautifully presented gift. You know, everyone loves chocolate.
Absolutely.
It all comes down to the presentation now, doesn't it?
Now, you mentioning State Makers and you, Lise, mentioning that we're giving something along those lines away. We are actually giving away tickets to that in particular.
Brilliant.
From State Makers. So,
there you go.
It's our Call of the Day prize this week, so just make sure you keep on listening.
Quick self-gratuitous plug.
Okay.
Please.
The greatest event at this year's Eat Drink Perth will be the Rob Broadfield Barbecue Clinic at the Standard Bar in Northbridge, where I will get together with paying customers and show them how to barbecue.
Exactly.
Like
when?
A ninja.
When? Date? Time?
April Fool's Day.
I'm not
kidding.
What time?
I'm not
Come
kidding.
On, you...
Starts at 11 a.m, which is a Saturday, by the
okay.
way. Starts at 11 a.m, goes till 2 in the afternoon, and we feed you and have a laugh. And...
Fantastic.
And do they just get in touch with you on Twitter or what? How do they get tickets to this?
Show
thing?
Up.
I think they go through Eat Drink Perth's website or they go through the Standard Direct.
They go through Viagra.
Don't call me, I'll lose your money.
Rob, I look forward to it.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you next Friday the 17th of March. Thanks, Rob.
Cheers.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lister and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton talking movies.
And here we are in the, is it Marvel Universe?
It comes from the Marvel
All
Universe.
All right, good. That's good enough. And it's a popular little movie, I understand.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty popular. And, you know, like, I think it's difficult for us to remember. But once upon a time, superhero movies were considered embarrassing and a one-way ticket to nowhere.
I can remember.
And then everything changed in 2000 with the mainstream success of the X-Men and our very own Hugh Jackman as the standout star playing the shiny clawed Wolverine. Now it is 17 years later and it's the end of the road for Hugh with his final Wolverine movie, Logan. This is set in the year 2019 when mutants are nearly extinct. We find Logan no longer going by the name Wolverine. Instead, he's struggling to make ends meet with a deadbeat job while his body, after all the beatings it has taken, is beginning to fail on him. All Logan wants to do is look after the ailing Professor X, Patrick Stewart, but when a young girl with a similar set of powers arrives in his world, Logan must do what he can to not only save those he cares about, but finally find the peace he's wanted for so long. Strap yourself in. There's going to be a rave.
You know you got to pay for that, right? Hey, come on.
Not okay!
We got ourselves an X-Men fan. Maybe a quarter of it happened. And not like this. In the real world, people die.
Logan.
I don't want to talk about it.
Logan.
Just stop.
Be careful. I need the girl.
What girl?
Go get her.
Look, you know, when the first fight scene happened, I was really confronted because I completely forgot that in America, this is an R-rated movie. So I was sitting there and, you know, I'm used to seeing the fight scenes in X-Men movies. And, you know, for a guy with claws who does a lot of damage, you don't really see a lot. But in this one, when the claws went up through someone's jaw and came out of his head, I was like, holy moly. And then I was like, oh, that's right. This is a grown-up film. And unlike the previous movie, The Wolverine, it isn't hampered by studio executives trying to sell action figures, etc. This gets to be a great movie with no compromises. I am rapt for Hugh Jackman. He is going out on top. He's never been better in the role, and it's so great to see him in such a movie where he's kind of channeling Clint Eastwood's Unforgiven style of cowboy. You know, it's so big and beautiful, like a cowboy film. And there isn't a moment on the screen where you can escape the immense pain that Logan is in. But even at 48, when Hugh needs to break out the action, he's just as good, if not better, than all the other actors going around. And not only is Hugh great, but his rapport with Patrick Stewart has never been better. Their relationship in this movie feels like they've been together for 1,000 years, and the way they can oscillate between frustration to affection to seriousness to comedy is a testament to these two great actors being allowed to be great. Stephen Merchant is in this as well. He is surprisingly fantastic in a role that is not necessarily comedic in any way. And he has one scene as the character of Caliban in particular that is an absolute standout. The young actress Daphne Keene, who I think may have been 11 years old when she filmed this, she is brilliant. And you know what? I'm going to keep the description of her to a minimum because I don't want to give anything away, but she has a charisma that is unbelievable. It's not quite the same, but it reminded me a little bit of when we saw The Professional.
I was going to say, is it like Leon?
Yeah.
Natalie Portman, the protege thing? That's what I got from the ad.
Yeah, remember when you were watching that film and you were like, who is this young lady?
Yeah.
And
yep.
To be honest, like, you know, as a guy that has grown up with comics and grown up with superhero movies, I love the Dark Knight trilogy. That to me is the pinnacle of the movies. But for the most part, the X-Men franchise has been really hit and miss for me. But this is something else. I've already seen it twice. I took my mum, who is 63, and she loved it as well. But make sure your mum's also into The Walking Dead before you take them in, because this is a violent film. It's fantastic. I reckon it's the best blockbuster I've seen in about 18 months. I'm giving Logan 5. I still call Wolverine Holmes out of 5.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow Funerals.